The scripture reading for tonight you can find in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament in the book of Psalms, Psalm 146, and Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, the verses 25 to the end. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. The verses 25 to the end. The word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forward, he returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, who keeps truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosed the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loved the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He released the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat? And the body than raiment. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet, I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Thus far the reading of God's word. Happy is he. Is she. That has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Happy. A blessedness. Joyful are those who have the God of Jacob for himself, whose hope is in the Lord his God. joy and happiness is maybe not always immediately associated with the Reformed teachings. And yet, for the psalmist, it is. As when he professes that it is the Lord his God who made the heaven and the earth, the universe, the creator, but also the covenant-keeping God, is his help, his hope. Een hoop en help experienced by the psalmist that makes him to say that it is the Lord who lifts up those that are bowed down. It is the Lord who gives food. It is the Lord who sets free those in bondage in prison, who opens the eyes of the blind. That it is the Lord who watches over the strangers, who upholds the widow and those who have no father. To have God as your help and your hope. To experience discomfort, his care, his fatherly care. And therefore, reasons, abundant reasons for the psalmist to be happy, joyful, be blessed. And so should we. And so should we. When we reflect and are invited tonight with the help of the Lord to consider the biblical and reformed teaching of the Heidelberg Catechism, as you will find it in Lord's Day 9. And let us read together the question and answer 26. The question is asked, what believest thou when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? And the answer is that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that in them is, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence, is, for the sake of Christ his Son, my God and my Father, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt but he will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body. And further, that he will make whatever evils he sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage. For he is able to do it, being an almighty God, and willing, being a faithful father. Congregation, two main points, two main thoughts. The profession and the provision. The Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 9, speaks of the profession that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sake of Christ his Son, and this is professed, is my God and my Father. And in the second place, the provision. For the Catechism teaches us he will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, for he is able to do it, being an almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. Just to place the question and answer in context, we find Lord's Day 9, this question 26, in the second part of the Heidelberg Catechism. that deals of man's deliverance. Deliverance from our misery, which the Catechism has taught us in the Lord's Day 1 to 4. A teaching, and by grace experience, not only that we are a sinner, disobedient to God, but also that God has to punish this disobedience. Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law. When God's law declares you and me guilty, to begin to see in your life yet that you cannot keep one of God's good commandments, that by word and spirit, that you have this real experience daily, our guilt increases. And that over against a good doing God, a disobedience that has to be punished. And that the question is born, maybe in your life, maybe years ago, that resonates with Lord's Day 5. How can I escape this punishment and begin again received into favor? And that the answer was given through the gospel, through the work of the Spirit, only by our Lord Jesus Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption, experienced. His blood cleanses of all our sins, and not only for others, but also for me. To find rest and to rest in Christ, in his complete and finished work. Nothing has to and nothing can be added from my side, but to rest in a willing, an able, complete Savior. That is faith. A surrender to, an resting upon, a leaning, a feeding on Christ and Him alone. That faith of which the Catechism teaches us all that is promised us in the Gospel. All that is promised in the Gospel. Not my spiritual experiences or how sweet they may, but all what has been promised in the Gospel. As the Gospel of John proclaims, these are written, those promises in the Gospel, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Or as Lord's Day 7 reminds us, all that is promised is in the Gospel, which the articles of our Catholic and undoubted Christian faith teaches in a summary. The articles of faith which we confess so regularly in our worship service, these articles that begin with, I believe in God the Father. Dus every time when God's word is opened, when you hear God's word, when you read His word, it is so that you may believe, so that you may have life for Christ's sake. This is professed with the churches of all ages and places. This creedal confession that binds together for Christ's sake. I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth. What is professed here in these words? That the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, For the sake of Christ his Son is my God and my Father. Congregation, that is the main sentence of the end of the catechism. The subordinate clause is, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence. Why do I point this out? So that the catechism is and remains a source of comfort. This comfort, God the Father, for Christ's sake, is my Father, is my God. Because when we treat the subordinate clause as the main sentence and only speak of the doctrine of creation or discuss God's government and providence, it could come at the expense of the purpose, the main purpose of the catechism in this Lord's Day. The main purpose, this aim, comfort for all circumstances of your life. In times of prosperity, in times of adversity, in days of joy, in days of cares and concerns, but this I know, experiential, with head, heart, and affection, discomfort, that God is my God and my Father for Christ's sake. Do you hear? It is so personal. It's not a general statement. But we profess my God and my Father. It is as the authors of the catechism reminds us. Yes, it is true. God as creator, the Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the universe, the upholder, and who reigns all things, but is above all God, the Father of his children, is my God and my Father. Me, with so many shortcomings and sins, guilty in so many ways daily, so in need, such a great need of forgiveness, of grace, of help, of hope. And yet, I believe, maybe weak, maybe struggling, maybe strongly, but this God-given faith, I believe in God the Father, my God and my Father, because of Christ. That is the only foundation, the only reason that I can profess this, for the sake of Christ his Son, who cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there was no answer. Rejected. So that you may experience to be heard, so that you might be accepted of God and never be forsaken of him for Christ's sake. And that's the only reason that you and I can profess, I believe in God the Father. He who is the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, says the Catechism. And that makes an amazing wonder greater, the eternal Father of Christ. That first. He who is from eternity to eternity the same, who is from eternity the Father of his beloved Son Christ, that eternal Father, I believe, so we profess, I believe he is my God and my Father. When was it the last time that you professed with your whole heart and head this article of faith of God the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Almighty? So that you can say with the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Congregation, that is such a great comfort. This God who spoke, there is light, and there was light in the midst of darkness. Can he not, the darkness that I experience by times, that it is spiritual or otherwise, the shadows in my life, can the Creator of the universe, the God of heaven and earth, not take away these shadows and darknesses of my life? This God who counts the numbers of the stars and calls them by name, do you really think that he forgets one of his children? Forgets their name? In times of struggle, in times of questions and challenges and concerns. Oh, look then in a bright evening night to the universe above and see those thousands, millions and billions of stars and say to the Lord, in the midst of your misery of life, Lord, thou hast counted all those stars and thou knowest all their names. Do not forget me. Remember, for Christ's sake. Seeing those billions of stars, it makes you so small, but profess, and again this night, this God is my God and my Father. Oh yes, there are times Zion cries out, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. But this Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, promises, proclaims, "Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, and thy walls are continually before me. I do not forget you." The prophet Jeremiah sees the universe, God's creation, and he has to say, "Art thou he, O Lord, our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for," and that is the reason, "for thou hast made all these things." This comfort, he who hears and provides for the young ravens that cry, shall the Creator of the heaven and the earth not hear the cry of those that call upon him? Our needs might be great, but this God is an even greater helper. Our adversaries might be many, but this God is even stronger. The world at times might look mighty, but this God is almighty. The psalmist says of this God, "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?" That is the amazing grace, undeserved, and yet He is mindful of me. He visits me. He cares for me. He provides for me. When you see that and you realize that such a great God for such one as you are, is it not reason that you have to agree with the psalmist? For this God is our God forever and ever, and He will guide me even unto death. And so we confess, and so we profess once again, I believe in God the Father, the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sake of Christ His Son, is my God and my Father. Our second thought, the provision of God's fatherly care. Because the Catechism continues, He will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, for He is able to do it, being an almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. And we have read together out of the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, for your Father knows what things you have need of. These things which Christ tells His disciples, what you shall eat and what you shall drink, our daily physical necessities, needs, our groceries, our clothing, of these things to come through the day. Christ says and promises and assures and reassures, even now, your Heavenly Father knows what things you have need of. And He asks you, and He asks me, is not life more than meat? The body more than the raiment? Are you not much better than the birds in the air? Why this anxiety, these concerns of food and drink and clothing? And that in the light of the teaching of tonight, of what is professed, I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, the Creator, the Upholder, that He is for Christ's sake my God and my Father. To whom else shall you then go for the things you have need of? To whom, when it is professed, when you may profess by grace, that I have no doubt but He will provide me? Can be difficult. Let us be practical tonight. Can be challenging for some, maybe here. Not coming through the month financially, and then to trust and to rely on the Lord and Him alone, that He will provide groceries and school tuition and the needs of our children or your business. Your business. To live by faith, He will provide for all things necessary for soul and body. And yes, maybe you know even the promises of God's word, what we read in Isaiah 33, bread shall be given to him, his water shall be sure, but you lay awake at night, not sure how you come through the month, how business will be. Congregation, let us be reminded also and take courage that the great and central basis for our assurance is not how much our hearts are set on gold, but how unshakably His fatherly heart is set on us, His people. And see anew with all that we have, how much good we daily receive from His hand. When you consider how little good and how much sin that is found in us, that He has not dealt wif us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Is there not reason to look to him, who daily come our lives to steep in bounties freely given? God's care for us, our God is here. He hears the needy when they cry, and provides for all things necessary for soul and body. So the teaching continues. That is what the Lord already promised in baptism. We heard it this morning, for when we are baptized in the name of the Father, he will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. Here you see the unity of sacrament and profession, baptism and profession of faith. He will provide care for me, body and soul. That is the care and the comfort of the Heavenly Father for Christ's sake. All things necessary. That is the language of faith. It does not ask for more. It does not go beyond God's promises. When the Lord says, bread is given, water is sure, all that is necessary. Does then not the Lord grant, give us much more? We sing it together, in bounty freely giving, exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think. His daily provision, as the people of Israel through the wilderness journey, manna daily, day after day after day. Not for an entire week, not for an entire month, but daily, till they arrived in Canaan. Does that not testify of God's fatherly and faithful care? This God is the same also today. Also for your soul. Yes, and that can mean sometimes that the Lord withhold material things for your good, for our spiritual good. It is not the first time that when God's children experience outward adversity, that it is a time of spiritual prosperity. Times of adversity, or with the words of the Catechism, a valley of tears, a valley of misery. That is it at times for pilgrims on the way, a valley of Baca, the valley of the weeping trees, of which the psalmist attends, my tears have been my food day and night. When your soul cries out, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted, so turmoil in me? Times of which the Catechism reminds us, whatever evil that is, whatever adversity he sends upon me, sickness, maybe already so long, hidden crosses. It is so heavy at times. Times of depression, so challenging. The disappointments in life. Situations in life, and you ask yourself, how can I continue? But then to experience, and that can be the little things in life, a friendly word or a caring arm or shoulder, but at God's precise time in his way, this Heavenly Father, for Christ's sake, turns this valley of tears, turn these adversities to my advantage, to my good. Oh, then you begin to learn sometimes and you agree with the psalmist, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Then you see God's fatherly care, sanctified through suffering or sickness, through cares and concerns, to see everything, whatever comes to me in this valley of tears, comes from his fatherly and caring hand, as we will see in the next Lord's Day. And let's be honest tonight, congregation, do I now see that always? Do I now always agree with God's dealings in my life? Do I always really understand God's works and ways in my life? To learn, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. But to learn and to ask, Lord, teach me to follow without asking. Father, what thou do is good. Teach me just to carry the present with a quiet, easy mood. This gracious Father really cares for both soul and body. More than we fathers in our midst, we are so often so busy with the earthly cares and concerns for the here and now of our children. But this good and heavenly Father is much more able, much more willing than an earthly father. Because we are reminded for, and that is the reason of this whole profession and provision, for he is able to do it, being an almighty God, and willing, being a faithful father. He is able. He can care for me. He is willing to care for me. Does that not give you to pause tonight? Fills you with amazement, reverence, with humbling gratitude, with joy? Happy are those. Congregation, are we not often think too small, too little of this God? What he can, is able to do? Maybe this is something that we have forgotten in our time, in our wired world and technologically advanced world, security systems and internet and satellite-guided world, but to trust on him, God, the Father Almighty, on whom I rely so entirely. Do you depend, rely entirely on this God? To have this comfort, there is one, God the Father in Christ, who cares and is concerned with me. For he is an able, being an almighty God. Moreover, this comfort and willing, being a faithful Father, does it not humble you tonight? Who is not only able, but also so willing? Undeserved care. Undeserved heavenly, fatherly care. Pause for a moment this night and look back in your life. Has he not been unfaithful, willing, able, caring father? And that for me? Maybe there is one here in our midst who cry out how we begin this night. How can I escape this punishment and again be received into favor? And you see your guilt and life stained with sin. But he invites so willingly, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins may be scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be like red like crimson, they shall be like wool. He is more than willing. As a father who stands on the lookout. And therefore, prodigal sons and daughters are coming home. Those are in our midst tonight who, with cares and concerns and maybe questions and riddles in your life, he invites and cares and calls friendly, earnestly, the one who is so willing and so able. Come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest for your soul. This willing Father invites you urgently to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Maybe for one that has to say, my way is hidden from the Lord. Listen then to his great willingness. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? He gives power to the faint, and to them that might, no might, he increases strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This covenant-keeping God of the universe is willing, being a faithful Father. And why is he so able? And why is he so willing? And why is he so faithful, Father? Only for Christ's sake. And that is the hope for us and our children, who never will forsake the works of his hands. What a provision. Blessed be the Lord, who daily our heavy burden bears. This God of our salvation, who for his people cares. This very able, caring Father is near to help us. This very willing Almighty Father is our only hope and comfort. And these are the reasons, abundant reasons, to rejoice and agree with the psalmist. Happy, very happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And therefore, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And you? Amen. Lord, will bless thy word and the instruction that we received from the catechism, that we may go home in this new week. And by grace, profess, I believe. Maybe the cry of the heart is, oh Lord, help my unbelief. But to find rest in Christ, in his fatherly care, who is able and is so willing. Lord, remember us in thy mercy, that this new week we are renewed in our profession to the one is our life directed, who provides so abundantly, who gave his only Son for our salvation. Lord, be with us in this new week. Forgive our sins in speaking and in listening. We pray these things in Christ's name alone. Amen.